So Mary Hennen joins us now, Assistant Collections Manager in the Bird Division at the Field Museum. And hi, Mary. Thank you for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
All right. Now, there's a Chicago Peregrine program, which I didn't know much about. Of course, Tony did because he loved birds like crazy. And there was a female peregrine falcon. And what was going on? She did not mate at all last year?
She did last year. This is this year she was by herself. Peregrines are naturally cliff-dwelling city bird, and they're using the city ledges like cliff ledges. And so we have them move around. Last year we got hit bad, unfortunately, by bird flu, so we had a lot of birds. We lost a lot of birds, and we had empty eyries. An eyrie is a fancy way of saying a falcon nest and that. And so whatever, I'm doing a little bit of a soap opera to lead into how we get to Tony.
Well, yeah, no, because I don't really understand any of this. So, yes, go ahead.
Josephine is a bird that nested at our UIC West site in the city. And she had a mate named Kurt. And last year, last fall, after the nesting season and that, Kurt moved just a little bit over to the UIC site. And she's been by herself all year.
Aww.
And then after the breeding season, and so I think it was, well, not too long before the post, so the mid-July, the person who tracks that birds, a huge shout-out to all the monitors and the people that work in buildings. That's how we're able to track these falcons, is the people that, you know, look out their window, look, the bird is banded, and they read those bands. And the band is think of it like a bracelet on the bird's leg, and the numbers and letters are unique to that individual. That's how in this past July, a few weeks ago, we were able to see that bird and read those numbers and know that specific individual, that she, her new mate, is Tony. And that's a bird that fledged 2 years ago from our St. Mary's site and was named after Tony Fitzpatrick.
And Tony is smiling, you know? I mean, he loved birds, he loved dogs, he loved the White Sox, and he loved so many people in the Chicago area. I saw his daughter Gabby, his wife Michelle, and his son Max post this on Facebook, and I just wanted to get you on to talk about it. I am blown away when I see a peregrine falcon. You don't think that they are native to the Chicago metro area.
You know, that's something that's so inspiring about Tony's artwork, is because through it you could reach a whole audience that you're right, wouldn't expect to know anything about wildlife or know that it's here. And yet he has the peregrine of Chicago is a wonderful piece of artwork,
yeah,
that he did that was made into a puzzle. If you're a puzzle fan,
okay,
get that one. It's great.
I just want to jump in, Mary. Mary, hold your thought for 1 minute. I want to talk about the puzzles, because during the pandemic, when no one could go out, he took his artwork, turned them into puzzles, and would go meet you if you purchased a puzzle, wearing a mask, giving you the puzzle.
Yes, I have that experience.
Wasn't he just one in a million?
Oh, he was. And it's peregrines are how I got to meet him. It was right before 2016. Unfortunately, his health wasn't the best, and he had surgery at our St. Mary's site. And he told me that it was watching the peregrines outside the window that was such a tremendous help with his recovery, that gave him, you know, a drive and an inspiration to keep going on. And those bracelets and those bands that I talked about on the birds, we put those on when they're still chicks. So they're as big as they're going to get, so I don't have to worry the band's going to outgrow the leg. The leg's going to outgrow the band.
Yeah.
Or it's going to prematurely fledge. Anyway, 2016, Tony came to the banding at St. Mary's. And so he got to hold it. In fact, his words to me was it was soul expanding to be able to hold a peregrine chick. And that's how I met him. And so then over the, you know, past 10 years you go. And yes, during the COVID and the pandemic and when the Peregrine, I think he had some other puzzles out first. And unfortunately, he kept getting emails from me going, when are you going to do Peregrine's Week? And so then that came out, when that came out as a puzzle, I got to get a tour of his studio and yes, was handed my puzzle over via the pizza peel that he used to put them on to hand them out.
Yeah, he used a pizza paddle, and so he didn't have to get close to you. He could keep his 6-foot distance during the pandemic. Such a wonderful guy. And people often say, when you see a cardinal, it's someone who has passed away who is giving you a little nod. But I have seen peregrine falcons out in the Brookfield LaGrange area, and the next time I see one, I feel like that's going to be a little wink from Tony Fitzpatrick.
I say keep looking, and if you ever see them out the window and close, look at the legs, because we want to be able to read those bands. That's the numbers and letters on them are unique to that particular bird. And then I can come back and say, oh, look, Tony moved over here. Or, oh, look, you know, Josephine's 18 years old now. And this is a real old peregrine. You learn so much scientifically by being able to track them that way.
Well, let me ask you a question, Mary. Did Tony do his job with Josephine? You know what I'm saying? Is she having babies?
We have to wait till next year. We're at the end. Unfortunately, we're at the end of the nesting season for this year, and they are paired up. The question would be next March. Courtship starts February, March around here, and by the mid-March, end of March, they're laying eggs. And so we'll have to wait till the spring to see if they're still together.
Have we always had falcons in this area and just people didn't spot them?
No, you know, peregrines are a wonderful recovery and conservation story. By the 1970s, you had the North American population was down to 11%, and there were none in the Midwest and eastern part of the U.S., and they were suffering under the effects of DDT. Mm. And that's when the Endangered Species Act came along, and through a lot of conservation and recovery efforts of reintroducing them back into the wild, the population has slowly come up, and it's the adaptability to this urban environment that has helped it be so rapid, because you think 40 years is really not that long for a species to recover, but we went from zero in Illinois in 1951 was our last recorded nesting, and then you had none until 1987, the first pair, and now I have about 30 territories in the state.
They are just majestic. They're beautiful. What's the size of them?
They're 16 to 20 inches. People are more familiar with crows. They're a little bit bigger than crows. There is a size difference between the sexes. And birds of prey, so your falcons, hawks, eagles, owls, girls are bigger than boys. So if you're seeing two together and they're different sizes, the girl is going to be the bigger of the two. Plumage-wise, you can have a difference between an immature young one and an adult. And our adults tend to stay here year-round, and the young will migrate out of the area. So right now, we're getting up towards the beginning of fall migration, especially in our raptors. I think that the peak of it for peregrines will be in October. And so you see a lot of those young out of the nest moving around, and most of them go south. The furthest distance that an Illinois bird has been tracked, and here's one difference between Tony and me. I'm a Cubs fan. Love my Cubs. And I named one after Ron Santo.
Oh.
Now Santo made it all the way down to Ecuador, and then he broke a wing down in Ecuador.
Oh.
And that's how we were able to track him. But if you want to talk about a migration distance from Chicago all the way down there,
yeah,
but then they generally come in the area. And the another difference between the sexes is the males tend to stay closer to their natal site where they were born, and females disperse further. So as far as me getting records of birds that we've banded here, I tend to get more males just because they you know, stick closer.
Yeah, and Tony stuck close to home as well. Mary, will you keep in touch with us and let us know if there's new little baby Fitzpatrick's coming our way next year?
I will absolutely try in the spring. Don't forget, you could reach out to me. That's always, I tell people, you know, shoot me an email in March and I'll let you know what I know.
Well, thank you for the update and thank you for doing this. We appreciate you and salute Tony Fitzpatrick. Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Mary Hennen, Assistant Collections Manager in the Bird Division at the Field Museum, the Chicago Peregrine Program. And there's one named Tony Fitzpatrick. That gives me goosebumps.